The AMA says it will require $500 million to fix the drainage problem in the metropolis. The chief executive, Alfred Vanderpoy, said the perennial flooding in Accra must be addressed soon, in line with efforts to make the national capital a millennium city. Speaking to our presidential correspondent, Seth Ayer, at the castle, after touring the flood-affected areas, he said communities where the AMA carried out demolition exercises did not experience the flooding. The assembly, Mr. Vanderpoy said, will take action in consultation with the regional coordinating council to continue with its demolition program.
We did the demolition around Mamponse area, Mabruk area, Sukula areas, and in those areas, we did not have flooding, to which we had to attend to situations over there. You can see that we had flooding situations, Alajo and Adabraka, and even to all the way places in the east areas, where we really need to, as a president, so we need to undertake the demolition in those areas.
Mayor, you talked about the AMA requiring $500 million
yes.
to fix the drains in Accra. How are you going to raise this money?
Well, it's the challenge that we have. And we need to work together, the AMA, government, and other donor agencies. We need to work together to make that happen. So we have accepted that challenge, and we know what we need. We'll work together to make it happen. We really need to do it. It's the solution that we need to have. We need to really construct these drains. They are the answers to this situation. We can't just make faces all the time, but we have to construct the drains. Places where we have constructed the drains, we can see that it has really helped, and we need to do so.
Looking at the level of destruction, how fast are you going to mobilize the funds?
Oh, I think we need to take it one day at a time quickly. But it's on the top of our agenda at AMA to raise that money and to get the construction done.
President has promised to support you in
yes.
this direction.
Yes.
What do you make of it?
Oh, I appreciate that support. And that is why I think his going out was good. I think from that point, we can mobilize the funds that we need and get this construction done. We need to do it as a preventive measure. And we also need to do it for development's sake.
President Mills promised to support the AMA to raise the necessary resources to fix the drainage situation in Accra. He shared in the plight of those who have lost their property in the floods. President Mills said the situation where a few people disregard the law with impunity and build on waterways must stop. He asked the AMA to involve property owners in Accra to raise the needed funds to implement the program.
We cannot allow this situation to continue.
Yes.
It has existed for years, and it's always proved rather challenging. We must do whatever it takes to construct this
exactly.
AMA to be able to mobilize the
exactly.
necessary funds.
Exactly.
They are supported by the central government
yes.
to do something about this.
Exactly.
Our people cannot be subject to that man. I think that AMA is big enough,
yes.
and there are a number of owners.
Yes.
I think that with the right mobilization of resources,
yes.
we should be able to fund these projects.
Exactly.
If each one of us will contribute something
exactly.
in the form of property tax,
exactly.
so that we're able to raise this amount,
yes.
so we'll be able to put this in behind us.
Behind us.
So people should understand
yes.
if we want to live in comfort,
yes.
there's some contribution that yes. we have to make.
President Mills.